You're listening to 30 Pounds Down, where losing weight is simplified with healthy habits. I'm Glenda Hill, a nurse-turned-holistic nutritionist. Let's go to the show. Hello and welcome, my friend. Today I'm talking about how eating healthy fats, nurturing your faith, and spending time outdoors doing fun activities, how all of that works together to achieve a healthy weight. We want to put away the idea of eating low fat, no fat meals. The reason is because a lot of those products have artificial flavor enhancers, and they're very harmful chemicals for your body and for your hormones and for your weight loss, okay? So we want to embrace healthy fats, and this is going to be for sustained energy and for vitality. So healthy fats are nutrient rich. They're sources like avocados and seeds and extra virgin olive oil. Things like walnuts and almonds and pecans, all of these provide sustained energy. It's sort of like a slow release energy, but it keeps you going. It keeps you full for longer, and it's going to support your weight loss goals. Unlike the refined sugars or the processed carbohydrates, all those things that are in the processed foods, even the low fat, the no fat types of processed foods, all of that will just lead to energy crashes. And the remedy to all of that is if you add healthy fats, add some chia seeds and flaxseed oils to your meals, that's going to provide energy to support endurance during exercise. All right, so eating fats like the avocados and nuts and seeds and oils, all that ensures that you have the stamina and the vitality to enjoy physical activities. So even if you spend time outdoors and you don't exercise, the healthy fats that you consume can still provide benefits for you. For instance, they can aid in the absorption of fat-soluble vitamins like vitamin D. So if you're just outside sitting in the chair, soaking up the sunshine, that's good. Or maybe you're riding in the convertible with the top down. That's great. It's going to benefit you by having consumed those healthy fats. And also, certain fats have anti-inflammatory properties that can help reduce soreness, muscle soreness. So that means you will be able to bounce back from any kind of physical activity because you have consumed healthy fats in moderation, okay? As you go about doing all the things for your health, you will have challenges, right? So you want to draw inspiration from the scriptures that remind us of God's love, God's grace and power in our lives. By nurturing your faith, you can enjoy a sense of peace that empowers you to overcome challenges and stay committed to your goals. So if you're feeling like you're disappointed with the results that you're getting, well, Psalms 30 verse 5 says, you know, weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. So just because you're disappointed with the results, that's just temporary, especially if you are doing everything right. It just takes a little time. Maybe you're impatient with the weight loss process because it does take time to lose weight in a healthy way. Well, Romans 12:12 talks about be joyful in hope, patient in tribulation, constant in prayer. Okay, so that's just an encouragement. Take your eyes off the weight loss process and focus on being joyful in hope. Remember, God is with you in this process. You are going to lose the weight. It's important to lose the weight in a healthy way. So don't give up, my sister. Keep pushing forward. Now, if you have an all or nothing mindset, that's totally something different. You need to reframe that way of thinking. Proverbs 16:3 tells us to commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. And also, Ecclesiastes 11 verse 6 tells us to sow that seed in the morning. Just get up in the morning, sow the seeds, and in the evening withhold not thy hand. Just do the work. You don't know what's going to prosper, but God does. And he sees that you are making an effort. There are so many more scriptures that can fortify your faith. So I hope that you will get into the word and study for yourself. It's so good for us. Now that we have fortified our faith, let's take advantage of the blessings that we can get from nature. Spending time outdoors, doing fun activities, right? Because this is going to renew both the physical and the mental health, right? Spending time outdoors is just one of the pillars of holistic health. The fresh air and sunshine and natural surroundings, all of that reduces stress, it boosts your mood, and increases your overall sense of well-being, right? Have you considered rebounding? And rebounding is a mini trampoline that you bounce on for exercise, and you can do it outdoors, right? You can just take your rebounder outside. I've done it, and it's fun. So you're getting three things. You're getting the exercise, the fresh air, and the sunshine, right? Rebounding, the health benefits include improved cardiovascular health, increased lymphatic circulation, increased bone density. You know, the studies are there that rebounding is very effective when it comes to calorie burning activities. It makes it so efficient, right? That rhythmic bouncing motion, it stimulates the lymphatic system and it helps to detoxify the body and boost immunity. So don't hesitate to take your rebounder outside and have some outdoor fun activity, right? Another thing you probably haven't thought about is when you're at the playground, who says that the swings are just for kids? Now, I know they have different sizes, but I love swinging, and I hope that you will try it. Even adults can reap the health benefits of swinging outdoors. Swinging activates the core muscles, and it improves balance and coordination. That rhythmic swinging, it induces a calming effect on the nervous system, reducing stress and promoting relaxation. It's an easy way to get some exercise. It's simple, it's pleasurable. All right? You can have a couple of your friends get together and swing together, right? And just enjoy the exercise of that with the sunshine and the fresh air. I want you to try to think of ways that you can enjoy movement, physical exercise, without it being vigorous, and don't let that hold you back. Exercise is not a dirty word. It's just that we want to combine it with eating healthy fats, nutritious meals, and fresh air and sunshine, with a good mental health that comes from you meditating on scriptures. So my sister, I hope this helps you to see that weight loss isn't just about dieting. You want to break away from fat-free dieting and low-fat dieting and all of those types of meals, because the problem with that processed food is that they have a lot of the harmful chemicals like artificial flavor enhancers, because without the fat in your food, it doesn't have any flavor. And so they add these artificial flavor enhancers and they will disrupt your hormones and hinder your weight loss for the long term, because eating low fat and fat-free foods, it's really not sustainable for the long term. You want to eat healthy food, meditate on scriptures, and spend time outdoors doing fun activities. Thank you for listening to 30 Pounds Down. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with your friends. And if you'd like to hear more, tune in each week for more talk on Christian weight loss, whole health, and strong faith. Subscribe to my channel. Until next time, peace to you and have a great day.